Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Is shopping a spiritual experience for you? If so, you could be considered a member of a cargo cult. Cargo cults are one of the more unusual mixtures of Asian religion and Western materialism. They originated more than 100 years ago in a region of the Pacific Ocean known as Melanesia. Starting in the late 1800s, native groups from Melanesia took a strong interest in the material possessions of the German, British, and French colonists. Because the Melanesians had traditionally placed a lot of emphasis on wealth, they wanted to know exactly how these foreigners were able to get so many goods on a regular basis. To them, all Europeans seemed fantastically wealthy, and all of their foreign goods, or cargo, seemed to arrive magically by ship or plane. Since it was never exactly clear to most Melanesians where the ships or planes were coming from, many of them began to assume that they were sent to the islands by spirits or deities. These deities, therefore, controlled the flow of goods, delivering cargo to anyone privy to certain secret rituals. It was from this belief that cargo cults sprang up throughout the region. Each cult claimed to know the secret ritual that would bring unlimited wealth to its members. The rituals often involved ceremonies that imitated Western customs. They were sometimes built on myths that incorporated characters found in European texts, like the Bible. Some even promised the arrival of a native messiah who would eject the European colonists forever and deliver the Melanesians from poverty. Today, only a few cargo cults are still in existence. Yet their central theme, that of striving for material success, mirrors many of our own values. How many of us today worship material goods as if we were members of a cargo cult? The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.